Little Mix Touch on Live 89.5. This is Chris on Good Morning Phuket. It is 9:13, and joining me in the studio now to talk about a fantastic event that's coming up so soon this Friday, the Phuket International Rugby 10s. We have Patrick, the chairman of Phuket Rugby, and also we have Rulin. The director of the Asia Center Foundation, the benefactor of the event. We're going to be talking to you a little bit later, but we'll start off with you, Patrick. So exciting. Phuket International Rugby 10s is coming up this weekend. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, morning, Chris. Yeah, it's exciting. We're into our 19th year now.
Wow.
And we've got the Tanyapura, which is a fantastic facility. You know, it's probably one of the best sporting facilities in Asia. And yeah, all the teams are excited. They're all getting their tour kit ready. Tour Virgin is going to be dressed up for Saturday night's Tour Virgin beauty pageant at the Taipan. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting weekend, and the rugby should be top notch.
Well, and you have teams coming from really like all over the world, more so over the region. They have Australia, the Arabian Gulf, Hong Kong, Japan, New Zealand, Singapore, Taiwan, and Thailand. Teams from all over this area are going to be there.
Yeah. No, it's a true international tournament. And the good thing about our tournament is we have so many returning teams that it generates a special atmosphere, especially on the Sunday. When we have all of the knockouts. So if anybody's around and they want an exciting weekend, drink a few beers, watch a bit of quality rugby, come on down.
And so I'm sure everyone knows what rugby is, depending on, you know, what country you're from, may depend on how much you know about it. But specifically the rugby 10s, what does that mean for those who are unaware?
Well, 10s is a shorter version of 15s and the longer version of 7s. So basically you have 5 players in the scrum, and then you have 5 backline players, and it's played over, we're doing the group games are 15 minutes, so two times 7, and the finals are 2 times 10 minutes, which doesn't sound a lot, but when you've got to run on a full-size rugby pitch, it can be quite tiring.
Well, and how fantastic that you have the facilities available at Tanyapura for this, because they really are, you know, they always say Tanyapura, world-class facilities, but they really are world-class facilities. You got the full rugby pitch there.
Oh, they're top-notch. I mean, the artificial pitch there is IRB, or what was IRB, sanctioned, so you can actually hold international matches there. And many of the players that come down and play there, they all say it's probably the best surface they've ever played on.
Wow.
And, you know, the Tanyapura have been very supportive of rugby through the years, you know, and to have access to that facility, especially with all the problems associated with trying to rent municipal stadiums and stuff like that, it just takes off the pressure.
And if people want to come and see this, unlike most world-class rugby you have to go to see around the world, it's free to get in. Like, you don't even have to pay to come and watch the rugby.
That's right. Just come down, park up in a car park and stroll down, buy yourself a beer, go to the stand and enjoy the action.
And it's a full weekend, so it starts this Friday at 9 a.m. and runs until Sunday at finishing off about sunset.
That's right. On Friday, we've got the Athena Siam Coffin Dodgers Veterans Tournament. in that one, there's a lot of guys shouldn't really be out on the field, but they love the sport. And that kicks off with 14 teams from Australia. We've got the Murrumbin Rams, who are I think out of the 19 years we've held the tournament, I think this is their 17th year of coming, so, and big supporters of the Asia Centre Foundation as well. The Cottesloe Pirates from Perth in Australia. And we have a special team called the Asian Japanese Dragons, which is basically a team made up of all expat Japanese in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And they all come together once a year in Phuket. They all play in different regions and different tournaments, but they all come together for one time a year in Phuket.
Wow.
To play our tournament, and they put a team in both the Vets and the Open tournament. And they're a jolly bunch of guys, and they play a good standard of rugby. So, you know, never say die, kamikaze tackles, all that sort of stuff. And we've got a big contingent from the Gulf, the Arabian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have like the Ali and Amblers, the Dubai Harlequins. Who else? Ali and Amblers. I don't know if I said that one already. The Gulf Legends. And this year, for the first time ever in 19 years, we're actually getting teams from New Zealand.
Wow.
which has sort of blown me away, because normally we don't get them because it's right in the middle of their season.
Yeah.
So we've got two vet sides coming up from, we've got one from Auckland,
mm-hmm.
who are going to be pretty tough to beat. And then we've got what was a university side, who've decided 20 years later that they're going to have a reunion and use the Phuket Tens as the excuse for their reunion. So they'll be pretty handy as well, I guess.
So definitely some world-class rugby, and also just fun to watch too, because you know you see these old friends getting together and playing for the first, like some of them only one time a year that they get to do this, so it's definitely going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's why with so many teams coming back every year, it makes it so special, because you do meet these old friends that you would never normally, you know, have the time to meet, and you all come together, and you know, there's also the social side of things around the tournament, you know. So you know, we've got Hooters on the Friday night, which is they're one of the main sponsors. Then we have on the Thursday night, we've got the Veterans Party, which is down at the Drunken Leprechaun,
mm-hmm.
the Irish pub in Patong. So yeah, the boys are going to be happy with that. And then of course on the Saturday night at Taipan, we have what's called the Tour Virgin Beauty Pageant, where you get all these masculine rugby players dressed up in drag and strut their stuff on stage, and it's hilarious, believe me. So if anybody wants to come down for a laugh, that's the night to come down.
And so you've been working since 2004 with the Asia Center Foundation to raise money for the programs that they offer.
That's right.
How did that partnership come together?
Well, I actually met, I had a business, I had a dive business and a guest house. And there was a slum area right behind where we were. I think it was Soy Kepsap, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where I met Rowling one time. And I just sort of suggested that, well, why don't you come down to the Rugby Tens down in Caron Beach? We were right on the beach in them days. It was quite nice, perfect sort of location. But I think the stadium's in disrepair now. So, and I said, yeah, come down and sell some raffle tickets. See if you can make any money, you know. And then, obviously, after the tsunami, things became a little bit more urgent, if you like. And I sort of contacted Rowling and said, you know, let's take it up a step. And Rowling said, yeah, I've already got this plan, you know, in motion, that we want to get this scholarship program going for victims of the tsunami and stuff like that, which we then put out to the rugby teams, and there was a massive response. And we've just carried it on annually since then. And I think we've got over 100 kids, I think, in the programme now. I'm sure Rowling will give you the exact numbers, but I think we've got over 100 kids there. And in, what was it, 2008, I think we went to London. We got the Spirit of Rugby Award from the IRB.
Wow.
So they, for the work with the children and the aftermath of the tsunami and stuff. So they flew us over to London and, you know, threw us in among all these posh people, you know, where we felt totally out of place. And gave us this award on stage, which was quite an exciting event.
Yeah, one amazing exposure both for the Phuket Rugby and for the Asia Center Foundation. So really great to have that kind of international recognition.
No, it was massive. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, and a good time, I guess, now to go over to Rowling about the Asia Center Foundation. So you told me briefly about what kind of programs the Asia Center Foundation is responsible for, and they're so wonderful and so numerous. But how about you tell us about some of the new things that you're working on?
Yeah, basically the scholarship program started, like Patrick said, in response to the the tsunami. But before that, we actually started with a childcare center in a slum area in Patong. The slum doesn't exist anymore, and we've moved to Katu. We still run a childcare center, preschool kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2008, we also started for the Burmese here, the migrant workers' children, to have a learning center where they can have basic preschool education, but we also take a few older ones. So right now, I think the oldest we have is about 14.
Oh, wow.
So we do what we can. We focus a lot on life skill development for them and to prepare them should they go back to Burma one day, that they can read and write Burmese. We do basic mathematics with them and many computer teaching, a little bit of English. And on top of that, we start with a healthcare program this year, which I'm excited about because there's a lot of needs in the community, especially among the Burmese, but also among our scholarship families. So, yeah, we have a lot of different things going on. We have a place of safety for children. Everything developed from the first centre in the slum. And as we saw new needs, we just continued to try and do something. And if we got a grant or funding available, we would do something about it. So right now we're ready to actually develop our own school, build our own school in Katu. We were donated a piece of land after the tsunami. And for a number of years, it was just lying there because we were raising money and there was lots of things to think about. So finally, we're ready, and we hope to, within the next month, get going with the first phase, which is a preschool, our office, Asia Center office, and a cafeteria area. We still need a lot of money. So if anybody listening out there and they want to make a donation, they're more than welcome.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And yeah, of course, if you want to help raise money through the Rugby Tens, that's a great way to do it. But, you know, you can just donate some money as well, which is
directly
really...
to us, or meet us at the Rugby if you need more information about our organization. We really would like the community to become involved in what we are doing. It's going to be like a community school in the end. And the Rugby event was a major event helping us to develop the scholarship program. Yeah, Patrick's right. We normally have around 100 children on the scholarship program, a little bit less this past year. The teams has been great. You know, they become like friends in the end now because we've done it so many years. And we look forward to have them and to connect with them. And they talk to others and individual people who travel here, link up with us through the grapevine, hearing from the rugby guys. So yes, it's a really nice event. We bring some of the children to attend the event. We this weekend we'll have the Diva Hotel hosting them for one evening.
Oh, great!
Yes, we give them a good dinner, a buffet breakfast, all new experiences for most of them. That's never been to Phuket if they come from Phang Nga, or never been in that at a place like Tanyapura, for example.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So lots of first experiences, and then of course they meet up with their sponsors on Sunday. We have a bit of performance, traditional kind of performance, and this year we launched the Burmese scholarship program as well at the Rugby. I'm going to share a little bit. We've got Burmese children doing a bit of the performance there, so it's normally something nice. I think the sponsors like that. It's a way of saying thank you from our side, but it's also to remind them about the difference in the cultures, you know. So I hope people will come and join us this weekend.
And I have to say, I really love that that the program focuses on things other than just teaching English. Mm. Because I know there's a lot of really great programs out there that teach English, which is, it's very important.
Yes.
But, like you said, if they go back to Burma, they need to be able to read and write in their native language.
Yes.
And there's just so many other programs that are important. And I'm so happy to hear that you're taking care of all aspects of a child's education.
Yeah, I think it should be a holistic development, you know, and sport is in there in terms of just basic physical exercises at the one center. We don't have that great facilities right now. You know, we work where we find a space. The Burmese center is a little bit better condition because we rent a piece of land with numerous buildings on there. But the Thai center is our emergency project that we want to move to the new land as soon as possible. And of course, sport is very important. So I like the connection with the rugby. Previously, we had a youth rugby development program, and we actually traveled with some of the children on our team to the UK and Australia and Malaysia, Singapore. So I want to get that going again once we have the school set up and we have a bit of a sport field there. So we always open also for people to come and do something with the children, you know, whether it's just do a PE class twice a week or something. We don't have someone right now, so that's another need that if somebody is listening maybe today, they could maybe come and hear what it's about.
So if you want to come meet in person, of course, you and the kids will be there this weekend at the Phuket Rugby Tens, which is running from Friday until Sunday at Tanyapura. And if people want to get more information directly, what's the best way to do that? Through your website?
Yeah, our website's got our contact details on there. I can give my mobile number. We're on Facebook. You just type in our name and Phuket, Asia Center Foundation Phuket. The website is asiacenterfoundation.org. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 081- 7016.
And if anyone wants that number and didn't have a pen right now, just shoot me an email on our Facebook page and I will give that to you as well. Thank you guys so much for coming in today, and very excited for the Rugby 10s this weekend. If you want all the details, of course, you can also very easily head over to our website, thebougettenews.com, click on events, and it's right there on our front page because, of course, we are very proud sponsors of the event as well. Patrick, Rolene, thank you so much for coming in today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Hope to see you down there.
Absolutely. And, of course, we had a request for your rugby boys.
This is for the Phuket Vagabonds.
And we're going to be playing you out on the interview with, would you like to introduce the song?
Well, it's an old rugby, rugby song, which I'm sure a lot of people know, and it's called Who Let the Dogs Out?
Here it is on Live 89.
Go Vagabonds!
Live 89.5. Live.
Sheryl Crow, Strong Enough on Live 89.5. You're back with Chris on Good Morning Phuket. And I'm still here with Patrick and Rolene, Patrick, the chairman of Phuket Rugby, and Rolene, the director of Asia Center Foundation, talking about this weekend's fantastic International Rugby 10s. And one thing that we forgot to mention, Patrick, the most, maybe not the most exciting part, but up there for sure, the Open tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, the Open tournament. That's when the young bucks get out there, you know, and strut their stuff. We've got an exciting lineup this year. We've got some real quality players coming.
Mm-hmm.
One of the features as well is we have, as Rowling mentioned, we used to have a youth development program, which was mostly young Thai boys, and a lot of them have now developed and they've entered their team, the old man mix. So we've got all these young Thai boys that are going to go out there, and they performed very, very well last year. And I think last year they won the ball tournament, so hopefully this year they can go a step further. Also, the Phuket Vagabonds have got a few guest players coming in. We've got a few friends flying in from South Africa, and we've got a New Zealander coming in. So yeah, it should be. Should be exciting, and hopefully the Vagabonds can go all the way and emulate what we did in 2015 when we won the tournament.
Wow. So, and who took the crown last year?
That was the Royal Malaysian Police.
Okay.
They won it last year, and they really wanted to come back to defend the title. But the weekend falls on the beginning of Ramadan.
Oh, right.
So all the Malay teams that usually come have pulled out this year.
That's not you trying to stack your odds, is it?
Well, you know, the thing is, they stacked their odds. They're about four or five Fijians in their side, so always difficult to play against them boys.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Then we got a couple of teams from Thailand. We've got the Prince of Songkhla University from Hant Yai,
mm-hmm.
which again is like a Thai youth development program that's extended now into the seniors. They're all sort of university students and stuff like that, so pretty excited to see them out there. From Bangkok, we've got the old Bangkok Bangers that have been a feature of the Phuket 10s for many, many years. So they're coming down. From Singapore, we've got the Wanderers. We've also got the Badok Kings, who are pretty handy. From Japan, we've got a team called Melanin's Rugby Club, who are pretty, they're very, very good.
Yep.
So they'll be up there. They'll be contenders for the crown, and then we've got the Gulf champions, the Saracens from Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be contenders, and then the Emirates Airlines Flying Muppets, who are, yeah, regardless of the name, are a quality side who always get to the semi-finals. I mean, they won it once many, many years ago, but they always seem to fail at the semi-final stage over the last three or four years, so they're definite contenders. And of course we've got the Murrabin Rams, who have been winners many, many, many times over the years, who always bring a quality side. They basically bring players from all around the world that are ex-Rams players, and they're always in the mix, so they're about for the final.
Well, luckily, you have the home team advantage, because you got all of Phuket going to be going up there and cheering for our locals, hopefully.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hopefully get a good crowd down. You know, let's see Phuket win. And we've also got Soi Bangla, which is a big leveler. You know, we've got one team that come over from the Gulf called the Alain Amblers, who are a very good side. And again, they've got a lot of island players, South Africans and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. on a Saturday, you just go, they're going to win it. And then they have Saturday night at the Tour Virgin pageant, and then yep. the Hip Soi Bangla, and on Sunday they can't even catch a ball. So, you know, Soi Bangla is the big leveller for us. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. And yeah, people, come on down, enjoy, and support your local team.
Yeah, and just a really great weekend full of fun rugby. And then also the stuff in Patong as well, just the different aspects of rugby, because it is really kind of a sport that's more than just about the pitch. It's more, it's very interactive outside of that, and it's very very team building, very brotherly, that kind of thing.
Well, that's right. You know, I mean, teams will come into town, and you know, they'll find a bar that they're going to call their own for the weekend, and that'll be their home base, and there'll be all sorts of parties going on, you know, all sorts of funny activities, and you know, different uniforms. Everybody will have different types of tour kit, you know, and stuff like that. So yeah, it'll generate a lot of fun and excitement downtown over the weekend too. So I'm sure a lot of people will get involved.
And if you want to get all the details, last time I totally forgot to mention your website as well, which is PhuketRugby10s.com. 10s is the number, 10s. Or you can get all the details as well up on our website, thephuketnews.com. Click on events, and it is one of the first events located there, because it's coming up this Friday, so soon. Guys, thank you again so much for coming in today, and best of luck with the tournament this weekend, and I will see you there on Sunday.
Thanks, Chris, and bring your boots, mate.
We'll see how I feel after our party on Saturday. Coming up, we got some classic Stevie Nicks on Live 89.5.